Welcome to On the Journey with Carissa and Friends, part of My Journey of Faith Ministries. I'm Carissa Hartage, and I'm excited to have you join me each week as I chat with friends about the ups and downs of their journeys of faith. You'll become familiar with voices such as Shelley Chandler, Sarah Heer, Rebecca Bean, and more. And you will also hear from stories of women who have experienced victories and struggles, but continue to trust God on their journeys. Hebrews 3:13 tells us to encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today. In other words, we were never meant to do life alone. So join us each week for a little bit of encouragement and for strategies to help each other navigate as we continue on the journey together. Hey guys, I'm so excited to pick back up today. We are on part two of our discussion with Shelley Chandler on identity. And Shelley has already been with us for a previous discussion on previous episodes about identity. Last week we had a very good discussion on identity, and she's giving us some key steps. Like, she's giving us real examples of how we can figure this out, because I know I get overwhelmed when somebody says, oh, here's what God wants from you. But then I'm like, well, what does that mean in my life?
And how do I do that?
Yes, yes. And so you have been walking us through that. So why don't you kind of walk through with us what we talked about last week, just to kind of summarize, and then we'll keep going.
So I love this about God. I love that He doesn't ever give you something to do without telling you how to do it. I mean, goodness, I resonate with what Carissa just said. It's so easy to say, don't do this or do this, but you need someone to say, here is how you do this.
Yes.
And so for us, we talked about earlier that our foundation, where our identity is found, the foundation behind it is that we are a child of God because of Christ. And along with being a child of God, just like any other children, we have privileges, we have benefits, and then we have responsibilities. And so in order for us to understand what it means to be a child of God, we have to ask the question, well, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yes.
What does that even look like? And so we unpacked Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 last time, and we're going to continue to examine that today and kind of finish along those lines so we can know what our purpose is. I just go ahead and raise your hand in solidarity. I mean, don't you want to know what you're supposed to do with your life?
Yes.
I mean, really,
yes.
There's nothing more frustrating than living in this limbo. And so I'll tell y'all something funny. When my kids were little, oh my goodness, I had 3 kids in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really about 3.5 years if you just really want to get
down to,
you know, oh my goodness, I know. So I had all these kids at home at the same time, and I let's just be honest, I don't think I'm recovered from it yet. I think there's still some underlying
issues. I'm just thinking about how many diapers there
is. Oh, so many. And they were all 3 at one time in diapers together.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least pull-ups and diapers together.
Oh.
Sorry, boys. We won't listen to this one either. And so, anyway, I may just hide from my kids. Not that they're not going to listen. They don't care. They're like, I hear your voice all the time, Mom. This is not any big deal. They're probably sick to death of it. But I just remember going to bed one night and laying in the bed after just an exhausting day and not wanting to go to sleep, because I knew when I woke up, I would be doing the same thing again.
Oh, I have been there, Shelley.
I know everyone has. Even if you don't have kids.
That's what I was just going to say. I've been there in seasons where I didn't have the babies.
Yes.
Where I didn't have the babies.
And you didn't want to wake up because you knew what your life was going to look like the next day.
Mm.
And so I remember laying in bed and telling Michael, I don't want to go to sleep because I can't get up and face my day again.
Mm.
I can't do the changing and the wiping and the don't hit your brother and, you know, come sit down at the table. Yes, you have to wear shoes and yes, underwear is and required pants. And pants yes. and, you know, all pants. Those things. Yes. Right? You know, I can't tell you how many times when we used to, we're, the house that I'm talking about where we used to live was 20 minutes away from our church. And I cannot tell you how many times we pulled into the parking lot at church and someone did not have shoes.
Oh, for sure. And for sure.
I just was like,
yes.
Why? Why did you even get in the car? I mean, I can't tell you. Our church is really close to Walmart. I can't tell you how many times we ran to Walmart.
I just did this. For my 7-year-old, yeah. I sure did.
Yeah.
It's really funny. One of my best friends posted, she's in the littles. She's yes. got two baby babies at home, like 3 and 2. And she posted a meme on her Instagram that said, we can either be all happy and dressed and in a good mood, or we can get there on time.
Yes.
It's not going to be both.
Praise the Lord, yes. I mean, that is what it is. I mean, and so I was living in this season, and I felt trapped.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know.
Somebody is listening and is there right now. Yeah. Listen, friends.
I want you to know you do not have to live trapped. And we are going to explain to you, unpack how you don't have to be like that. And so what I'm telling you is I lived that. And if I could go back and talk to my younger self, I would smack her. No, I wouldn't smack her. I would give her some coffee because she needed it desperately. And I would pat her on the back and I would say, sister, this is what you need to do. And so this is what we're talking about.
Amen.
What it means to know your purpose in life. And it will be different for every yes. phase of life that you are in.
Yes, that's the thing is that, as we spoke on last time,
yes,
it's a journey. It's a process, and you're going to do this over and over. Do not feel like a failure if you have done this before
right.
and you're redoing it now. It is going to happen.
It will happen, and this is why we have to have this daily renewing of our mind, and we're going to talk about that too. So, what it means, how you discover your purpose. We've got 3 steps. The first step is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. Well, they're all 3 found here, but let's go back and just remind everybody of this set of verses. Mm-hmm. And it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Mm. So this is how we know what our purpose is. The very first step is we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. And we said last time, mm-hmm. what that means is that you die to your own perceived rights.
Yes.
And you live for God's. And just a practical way to look at that is you give God your to-do list yes. every day. And you have him fill it in. And you say, Lord, what is it you desire for me to do today? And you're still going to go to the grocery store.
That's right.
You're still yeah. going to your job.
That's right.
What you're doing, though, is you're going with a spiritual awareness
yes.
that God is directing your steps. And this is what gives your life purpose.
Yes.
But in order for you to do that, you have to first die to yourself. You have to be that living sacrifice.
Surrender.
And we talked, mm-hmm. yes, complete surrender. And we talked last time that we met that only the dead truly live. If you don't want to feel trapped like I did, if you don't want to feel like I'm going to wake up every morning and do the same thing over and over again, this is when you die to yourself. To find freedom in God, freedom in his plans for you. And you will never have more purpose in your life than when you're living spiritually aware of what God wants for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so be that living sacrifice. This is what God is wanting for you as his child. This is one of the benefits.
That's
He's
right.
saying you've got a responsibility to me. be this living sacrifice. And we're going to get to what the benefit is here in just a little bit. And it's so good. Mm-hmm. So the next step is do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. And we talked about what that meant last time as well. So you look different. You act different. You are different because you are a child of God.
And you've laid down your rights and your wants, and the world is fighting for their rights and their wants, so you can't help but look different.
You can't. And we are, it's a counterculture.
That's right.
We have to recognize that if we look just like the world, there is no way the world will know that something is different.
You need to check it.
Yeah. You got to check that.
Look at your Twitter feed and see if it's looking like everybody else's, and then step back for a minute.
So we don't want to be conformed to the pattern in this world. And this world has a definite pattern.
Yes, it does.
Let's fight that. Let's fight against that. Do not be conformed. And we said last time, this is not a suggestion. This is your daddy telling you,
that's right,
do not do something. This is just like you saying to one of your kids, don't go there. Don't do that. This is one of those commands. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. And when we're conformed, we are actually pressing ourselves into a shape, into a pattern that we are not meant to be.
Yes.
And so God is commanding us to do not do this. But here's the great thing. God never tells you not to do something without telling you how to not do it.
That's right.
I love this about him. And so the next step is be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you're thinking, great, what on earth does that even mean?
Well, you know, right? We started with the truth about the fact that what I love is that always remember that God's grace is always sufficient here.
Amen. Yes.
And so he's already started the work the minute that he came in and the Holy Spirit took place in your life.
Yes.
He started this, the transformation process. You meet with God. It's not you doing all the work. It's you taking responsibility and meeting God's grace.
Praise God. It is our responsibility. Our responsibility is to be that living sacrifice.
Amen.
God does the conforming and the transforming. All we have to do is say, here I am.
Amen.
I love that about God. So when he's saying, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, everybody knows this. This is not anything that's earth-shattering or mind-blowing. What you put in comes out.
Yes.
You used to have that saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Yes.
That has not changed. The practical application behind that is in Galatians, when it says that you will reap what you sow. And if you sow pumpkin seeds and expect to get squash, it's not happening. It's just not. And you cannot want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind and have this counterculture to what the world expects of you and not sow the things of God.
That's right.
So in order to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you must spend time with God in his word and in prayer and live in a community of people doing the same thing.
So this is not new information.
No.
There is no way around this.
Mm-mm.
Okay, ladies, there is no easy way to do this. You have to be in God's word. And what I'm finding right now, and this is not a knock against anybody, this is a warning that I'm seeing, something that's causing me caution, is that a lot of us are reading books and opinions that are written by other people, and that is taking the place of God's word. And let me just say to you that I don't believe Christianity started before the Bible was written.
Yes.
Right? We are not worshiping the Bible.
No.
That is not what I'm saying. It is not your only source for personal health and well-being. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is no book written by any author of this day and age that is not the Holy Spirit's actual words from the Lord that has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, right?
Yes.
That is God's word for us for a reason. That shows us God.
Yes, that's the only book that has transforming power, which is what we're looking at.
That's right.
We want to be transformed. And what this means by the renewing of your mind is this is a renovation.
That's right.
We all love these DIY shows, yes. And, you know, Joanna Gaines, we love you so
yes.
much. I
yes.
mean, you know, things like that. And Chip, we love you too.
Yes.
But this is what this means. This is a complete change for the better.
And if we don't know what God is saying, if we don't read His words, and we're reading the words and opinions of other people, they are the ones who are transforming. Us.
Yes, that is how our mind is being shaped.
Yes.
And God is saying, do not conform to that pattern. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
So you can read all those all you want, and we are not condemning that, but please don't do it in the place of God's word. That's all I'm saying is please don't do that in the place of God's word.
Let God's word be your final authority.
Yes, yes, amen.
It's such a necessary discipline, and I want to talk about that because it is a discipline.
Yes.
There are things that we all desire in life. Like, I'm sure there's not a woman out there that would not say right now, I would love to lose 10 or 15 pounds. I mean, that is just how we roll, right?
Or 10 or 15 wrinkles.
Oh, yes. yes. But we know that there is a formula to do that. You have to consume less than what, or how do you, I'm saying it wrong. What is it? You guys know what I'm talking about.
You have to burn more than what you take in.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Thank you for doing that.
I'm really
for
good
me.
At calories.
Apparently, I'm not. Oh, thank you,
it's
Lord.
So funny.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. So, yes, it sounds simple.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, yes.
It's an easy formula.
I will burn more than I take in. Check, done. But it's not.
No.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
That's
it's
right.
simple, but it's not easy.
That's right.
And so
that's
this is
so good.
This
that's
is
so
what
good.
We're telling you guys. Yes, it sounds very simple, but it will not be easy. It will be a daily struggle, and it will be a daily decision.
Yes, that's right. Decision.
We have this pastor at my church that I love so much, and he has this great example. And he says, when you wake up in the morning, you make up your bed and you make up your mind.
Mm.
And making up your bed is an outward, external picture of an inward decision.
Yes.
That I have met the day and I am ready to do what I need to do for this day. And this is what we have to be as children of God. As a child of God, you have to wake up every day and say, today I choose to live a sacrificial life. Mm-hmm. I choose to give my to-do list over to God. I choose to not be conformed to the pattern of this world, and I choose to transform my mind by renewing it with God's word
yes.
and time spent with Him and in His body of the community of believers. I mean, this is what our purpose, our job, our role is every day
yes.
as a child of God.
And the beautiful part is that we do have grace, right? Grace is always sufficient for us.
Yes.
But we can't forget that while grace is sufficient, the grace is that it draws us back to Him over and over. So we have grace that
yes.
is right there sufficient for us in our weaknesses.
Yes.
But what that grace does is it draws us back and reminds us when we, I don't know, let me say when I... screw up.
Yes.
I prayed my prayer at 7:30 when
right.
I wake up, and then I've messed up by yelling at my kids at 8:30. His grace is sufficient for me, but that's because His Holy Spirit is there reminding me, hey, you're taking charge again.
Yes.
Come on back.
Right.
Remember you're surrendering today.
Yes.
And it kind of, that stirring reminds me, yes. okay, I got to check it again.
Yeah.
And so it may be even, if you do it once, what is your secret? Because I have to do that very prayer like three times a
okay,
day.
Okay, yeah, that's true. And we need to say that. This may be an hourly struggle.
Yes.
This is one of those things that it is a discipline.
Yes.
And I promise you, it is just like anything else. The more you exercise this discipline, the easier it becomes.
That's where the transformation comes
in. That is where the transformation, and the reason it becomes easier is because God is molding and shaping you to be more like His Son. That's the whole reason, the whole purpose, and that's the benefit.
Amen.
But we've got an even greater benefit, and I guess we could even call it a result. This is a privilege. When you do these three things, when you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, when you do not conform to the pattern of this world, and when you do transform yourself by the renewing of your mind, then something beautiful happens. And I'm going to read it to you. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You want to know what God wants from you. You want to know what your purpose is. You want to know, what in the world am I supposed to do in this crazy life of mine? Do I get up every morning and live the same thing over and over again, live in this trapped world? No. You give yourself over to God. And when you do those three steps, you will know what God's will is for your life.
Amen.
And it will look different for everyone.
That's right.
And it'll look different every day.
That's right. That's right. And the beautiful thing that comes with that is a rest in whatever it is that God has called you to do, because you know that He is going to make fruit. He is going to, it's a kingdom cause, whatever it may be. If you're getting up every day and you are changing diapers, but you have surrendered your plan and yourself to God, then you are going to have, over time, He is going to transform you to the way that you view that task isn't going to feel like a trap anymore. It isn't going to feel claustrophobic anymore. You are going to find renewed joy and a sense of reason behind that day, right?
Yes.
And a sense of purpose behind that day. Absolutely.
Such freedom is found when you know you are doing what God wants for you to do. That eliminates that trapped feeling.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what season of life you're in. If you have the confidence that you know, I am living out God's purpose for me this day, you can't help but feel free.
Amen.
I love that. I love when someone tells me what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
agree.
Such freedom in
that. It takes away the guesswork.
It
takes
does.
Away the, well, what if I mess it up? Well, here's the beautiful thing. You know, this is Jesus. Jesus is always our ultimate example of this.
Yes.
And Jesus knew His purpose.
Yeah.
And He did not let anything deter Him from it. And so if you can be in your lane and know your lane and stay in your lane with this confidence that you're talking about, your life is going to become less stressful.
Yes.
You are going to be felt like you are not going to feel pulled in a million different directions.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be able to say confident yeses and confident noes. You are going to be better at what you're doing.
Yes.
More, you will develop your skills more in what you're doing. And you're going to eliminate so much of this guesswork that makes us feel in this world like we're failing everything all the time,
right?
Because we feel like we're having to do everything.
Right.
I can't tell you what a blessing it has been for me to be able to say, okay, this is what I'm called to do.
Yeah.
This is my purpose in life.
Yeah.
I don't have to do everything else.
No.
So I don't have to compete with Jane.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
I don't have to compete with Susie.
Right.
She's in her lane and she's rocking it out. I'm going to stay here in mine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find rest and joy knowing that I am doing the perfect and pleasing and perfect, I can't say that enough times, will of God.
I know that speaks to people. When you say doing the perfect will of God, that just is something that we desire. All of us need the same kind of affirmation, but all of us want to know that we're doing a job well done.
That's right.
And so this is what the beautiful thing is, the result of living this way, because we will know what the will of God is. And this talks about His will is What are his wishes, his desires for us? What is his intended design and purpose for us?
Yes.
When you know that for your life, oh, I just unexplainable joy, unexplainable freedom. Just knowing that you are doing what God wants for you to do.
Yes.
I can't tell you just how freeing that is. And just the, I don't have another word other than just joy.
Yes.
Joy that we have from that. And this is what it means to be a child of God. This is one of the benefits of being a child mm-hmm. of God. This is why we keep talking and just hitting this over and over again about this being the foundation behind your identity, that you are a child of God.
Yes.
And what that means is that you can know the will and purpose that He has designed for you from the very beginning.
And the cool thing I think about with Jesus, again, how He knew his purpose, and His purpose was hard, right? So we're not saying that we're not giving you the easy life spill, right?
Sometimes they're going to be diapers.
Yes, that's what I was just thinking. Is sometimes our biggest calling is hard. It's not easy. That's part of the reason why there is sacrifice involved, right?
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's going to be easy to do your purpose or your calling. It doesn't mean taking those steps are always, I mean, I imagine the difficulty it was for Jesus, even though He was resolved, there still was the heartache in that. There still was burden for people in that, which is hard. Burden for people is hard.
Yes.
This world is just going to be tough.
Yes.
However, there is, God gives you, like I said, the peace.
The peace, yes.
And He also gives you the energy, the passion, the drive, the motivation. He takes care of all of those things because His grace is sufficient for our weaknesses.
He fills all of those empty spaces.
Yes.
That is something I pray almost daily.
Amen.
My God, fill all these empty places within me again.
Amen.
This is so good because this is what God does for you. This joy and this peace, we can't talk enough about that, but we want to make sure you understand, just like Carissa was saying, this is not talking about happiness.
Yeah, that's right. Joy and happiness are so very different.
They're so different.
Yes, so true.
You can be living in a terrible circumstance and still have joy.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think about that verse that Jesus was going to the cross,
yes.
and He suffered it. He suffered the cross, and He scorned the shame of the cross for the joy set before Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so He is our ultimate example. And if Christ can find joy in the cross, then I promise you, God has a design and a plan for you, His will for your life, that you will find joy. And it may not be easy, but I promise you there will be joy.
If you're living between the tension of joy and sorrow, you're probably doing it right.
Yes, yes.
You're probably
doing it right. I agree.
So we're going to come back next week and talk about some really amazing, just really application. We're going to give really good tips. We're going to really drive this home. So have your pen and paper ready next week. But before we wrap up, I want to share a story from my Easter, just to give a great example of this. My grandpa is 92 years old, and he tells me that he preached his first sermon when he was 10 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And he would go around on revivals with his mother and father, who carried revivals on all over the South area. And he doesn't really know anything other than his calling and his purpose. And from the age of 10, he has been determined to live out his purpose, which is evangelism. It's giving the gospel and preaching the gospel everywhere he goes. And as far as every time I've ever been around him, he's done it. It can be in an emergency room while he's laying in the hospital bed. It can be at a friend's house for Christmas. It can be in his own home where there are constantly people coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
His mission in life, everything he says always goes back to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to spend Easter with him sharing the pulpit with my grandpa.
Oh, wow.
And it was so precious to me because I walked in and he was pale and he was sick.
Mm.
And I could tell that he couldn't hardly even stand up, Shelley. I mean, he could hardly even stand up. And we walked in and we said, Grandpa, are you okay? And he said, well, no, but we're going to do this. Mm. And this man who was pale and could barely, like shaking, got to that pulpit, delivered a message full of energy, full of the Holy Spirit, just powerful, yeah, with his voice strong. And then he walked back down and almost passed out.
Oh my goodness.
But for those few minutes that he was delivering, doing his purpose, God gave him everything he needed to accomplish what he needed during those 30 minutes. And that's what he does. Yeah. That's the tangible example of what he does. When he has called us to live out our purpose, he, like you said, gives us where we're lacking. He fills in the lack. We just want to drive home, as we're kind of segueing into our practical application parts. Guys, our God can be trusted. And the key word for us through this whole identity series is that God has given us love that he lavishes. Right? Lavish. It never runs out, y'all. It never, ever, ever runs out. You can trust him in that. Even if you're not feeling that, that feeling is the world that we're talking about. That is not God. That is the world. Transformation comes when we remember that we can trust that he lavishes us with unending love and unending grace all the time. All the time. Thank you, Shelley,
Thank you, guys.
We're going to keep going. Please come back with your pen and paper ready for some practical points that you can take home with you and start doing. Start working on them.
Work on your to-do list.
Work
on that to-do list.
If you don't do anything else, surrender it each morning. Amen. Okay. We'll see y'all back next week. And as always, please encourage each other daily as long as it's called today.
Amen.